Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
No, social distancing is not optional. That is the message from Mayor de Blasio, who's talking about a crackdown on large gatherings during the coronavirus outbreak.
Fines of up to $500 per incident are being discussed right now. This means if any of our officers, NYPD or Parks or any other agency, tells you need to move along, you need to move along. If they tell you to break up your gathering, you need to break up your gathering. It does not mean you can break it up for a few minutes and then come back.
His Honor says a small number of houses of worship are ignoring the rules, too, and they could face fines or permanent closures if police catch them holding big meetings this weekend. At least 450 New Yorkers have died of the virus so far. Construction is not essential work, according to Governor Cuomo. That means most building sites in the city will soon shut down. Mayor de Blasio says the governor's ordered construction work to stop immediately, like many other industries closing down because of the pandemic. His Honor told WNYC Radio that non-essential construction, as in not tied to keeping the city running or fighting the virus, will stop. Mr. de Blasio says the officials need to protect people at the risk of contracting the virus. Construction workers have said it's almost impossible to do their jobs while observing social distancing rules. The mayor says New Yorkers have to put human lives ahead of everything for a period of time right now because we need to protect people. The FDNY needs some help and a lot more protective gear. Lieutenant Anthony Almahara, the vice president of the EMS Officers Union, says they are fielding more than 7,000 calls a day, and it could hit 8,000. That is far more than they saw right after 9/11.
The system has started to break down in some ways. We do not have enough gear to protect ourselves properly while we treat patients.
Almahara estimates they have 9 days' worth of protective gear left, maybe less. His message, do not call 911 unless it is a true emergency. The NYPD is mourning another one of their own in the coronavirus pandemic. They've announced a second death. Officials say civilian member of the service, Giacomina Barr Brown, died at her home last night. She worked in the 49th Precinct Roll Call Office, ensuring the patrol and other assignments were covered each day. Word of the second death of a homeless person from the virus as well. A man in his 70s died Thursday. Department of Homeless Services officials telling the Post he'd been in the hospital for a week. The first homeless New Yorker to die was a man in his 60s earlier this week. At least 59 people in the shelter system have also tested positive. And the MTA has more concerns about the coronavirus as well. The number of cases of MTA workers has tripled in 2 days. As of Thursday, at least 156 MTA workers were positive. That's up from 52 on Tuesday. And it doesn't count more than 1,100 who are in quarantine. The MTA says it plans to distribute some 75,000 masks to its frontline workers as it continues to provide service on a limited schedule for essential workers. At one major medical center, nurses are planning to protest this morning for protective gear. Jacoby nurses plan to step outside for a speak-out demanding more N95 masks and other personal protective gear. They say nurses are being asked to reuse their mask for an entire week, and that puts them and their patients at risk. There's also a call for more testing in Brooklyn. State Assemblyman Nick Perry calling for the CDC to start testing at SUNY Downstate in the borough right now. He says the lack of testing is a death sentence for New Yorkers. A doctor at SUNY Upstate in Syracuse has posted an op-ed on CNN. He says they're scared about the steep rise in the number of cases and the emotional toll that it is taking on workers. There's word this morning, too, of a game changer in the whole testing question. Federal approval for something that is a five-minute coronavirus test.
The new rapid test comes from Abbott Laboratories, which says it will begin distributing them to some medical facilities next week after receiving emergency clearance from the FDA. It comes as a cartridge that fits into the company's portable ID device used at hospitals, clinics, and doctors' offices. Abbott's test can give a positive reading in 5 minutes and can confirm someone's negative if the virus is not detected in 13 minutes. Two other rapid tests were cleared in recent days. Health experts say the U.S. should test more than 100,000 people every day to track and contain the virus. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
It is a grim new record. The U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus infections, reaching 101,000 yesterday, more than 1,500 deaths. More than 26,000 of those cases are right here in the city. At least 450 New Yorkers have died. Worldwide, nearly 600,000 people have contracted coronavirus. About 27,000 of them have died. Italy has the second most cases at more than 86,000, the highest death toll, though, more than 9,100. In Nebraska, North Dakota, and Maine, officials all announced their first deaths from the virus yesterday. At this point, the only states that have not had a confirmed COVID-19 death as of Friday, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Wyoming, and West Virginia. And there are new projections on the virus outbreak in a study from the University of Washington.
The study out of the university's School of Medicine puts the peak of the outbreak around mid-April, the same timeline for the peak of the death rate. The study's lead, Dr. Chris Murray, says the death toll is expected to be, when all is said and done, as late as July, around 80,000.
With social distancing, we still expect a huge increase in the demand for health services.
The projections come from data obtained from governments, hospitals, and other sources, and he says the death toll could also be as low as 40,000, but also as high as 160,000. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
And with all of this going on, a rallying cry from Governor Cuomo.
So I say, my friends, that we go out there today and we kick coronavirus ass. That's what I say.
He made that call from the Javits Center, where the National Guard has spent much of the week converting the huge convention space into a 1,000-bed temporary medical center for the expected wave of sick New Yorkers. Cuomo also says he's asking President Trump to authorize a second set of 4 temporary hospitals to ease the burden in the 5 boroughs, Long Island and Westchester. These new hospitals would be at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal, the Expo Center in the Bronx, Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens, and the College of Staten Island. Said the Gov, we're going to save lives, and New York is going to thank you.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.